Last year, an unprecedented 12-day king salmon fishing closure on the Kuskokwim River devastated the subsistence harvest of the fish. Instead of taking about 75,000 kings as usual, residents only took 20,000. But as KYUK's Angela Denning Barnes reports, this year should be different.
The state's projected king salmon run for the river is about the same as last year, at 200,000 fish. The subsistence harvest will also be about the same, around 75,000 fish. The real difference is in escapement numbers. It comes from a change in how fish managers look at past data. It's technical and has to do with changing their scientific method of tracking.
We reevaluated the escapement goals.
Travis Ellison is the state's Kuskokwim Area Management Biologist. He says that research over the past decade has culminated into this new method for calculating salmon populations. It was brought forward in the fall by the department and has given managers a more comprehensive look at the history of the run.
It's actually a great thing for subsistence users in particular.
The new data dramatically lowers the amount of king salmon needed for escapement. Last year, state and federal biologists were managing for an escapement of 127,000. This year, it's nearly half that, at 65,000. Again, Travis Ellison. It
means there's more fish available to harvest, given the same run size.
Since less fish are needed to spawn, more fish are available to fishermen. It also means that there shouldn't be as many closures on the Kuskokwim during the upcoming king run, even if the king run turns out poor, like last year.
I don't think they would be as severe like the 12-day closure we had.
Even if there is a days-long closure, Ellison says they would likely open it up to fishing in the middle of the closure. Ellison stresses one caveat, though. This is all just a prediction of how the summer will probably go. The state and federal managers will end up going with what they see during the actual run. If last year's run is any indication, what actually happens could be a far cry from what was predicted. Last year, the king run came in well below its forecast. Biologists were expecting to see about 197,000 fish, and only about half of that actually showed up. Still, Ellison says they remain cautiously optimistic, because so many less fish are needed, according to their new method.
Even if the run came in near that lower bound of 160,000, there should be enough fish for everyone to meet their needs and to meet the escapement needs.
State and federal managers plan to meet with the local advisory group, the Kuskokwim River Salmon Management Working Group, on May 10th about their recommendations for a pre-season management strategy. In Bethel, I'm Angela Denning Barnes.